Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio X, where I have the privilege to highlight the best and brightest businesses. I am your host, Janine Sippel-Doherty, and I'm proud to bring you my series, Destination Lifestyle and Design, where I spotlight businesses and influencers of lifestyle and destinations of all design types, sponsored by my company, J9 Designs. Today, I would like to welcome to the studio Sherry Engel of Reverie West, president of Reverie West, formerly of SE Design, Inc. They specialize in multi-housing, retail, boutique hotel, hospitality environments, food and beverage design, and concepting. Their mantra is to go beyond what is expected, to dream big, and articulate designs that go beyond our clients' expectations. I just wanted to say I have had the privilege of knowing Sherry for many years, and I'm happy to welcome her to this conversation. And Sherry, welcome. I'm happy to see you. How are you?
Thank you for having me. This is so exciting. I'm really excited to delve into some of these questions.
Yes, absolutely. And I'd maybe like to start the conversation with just saying that, you know, our shared experience and appreciation for destination design goes many years, and we understand the importance of destination design. What would you say, just to kind of start off the conversation, when you hear the word destination design, or just to take a step further back, is how did you get involved in this type of niche design, and why do you love it so much?
I started my career in commercial design. And so I've always been in the commercial design arena, but doing very plain vanilla projects. And I knew my heart was not into that. And so there was an opportunity at some point in my career early on where I decided I was going to branch off and start my own business. And I knew that I had to do that because my heart really wanted to focus on specialized design and design projects that needed the type of design that was more fulfilling for me and the work that I wanted to do. And so I had an opportunity way back when in 2001, where I was given a chance to meet somebody who took a chance on me. And I call that my Cinderella experience. And if anybody knows anything about the movie Caddyshack, then there's a part in the movie where Fred Murray is talking about his Cinderella moment, and that was definitely my Cinderella moment. Now, when I say that, too, it was designing a golf clubhouse. And so that was a pivotal point in my career in getting the opportunity to really get in the weeds and design these spaces that required heavy design, a lot of back and forth with the client, and took a lot of courage and guts to do that because I hadn't really approached a project like that before, and I just dove in.
So you mentioned golf, though. Was that pivotal in some way? Why golf? Do you think that was just serendipitous, or was there a true connection that was your in to this new world?
Well, it wasn't really golf per se. It was pretty much the client. And the client is Discovery Land Company. They're a very, very high-end golf developer. And so they develop properties all over the world, all over the country. They cater to the very wealthy, to high-profile clients such as actors and sports stars. And their projects are very unique. And they also want a very high design aesthetic.
I think I remember just knowing a little bit about that, you know, company, Discovery Land, yes, it's in the golf world, but they are a destination property.
Correct.
And lifestyle brand, if you would, and that's what they cater to. And that's why they can attract the type of clients that they do, if I'm correct. Is that correct?
Correct. They offer the ultimate in luxury, the ultimate in service, the ultimate in experiences.
Exactly. Experience. That's such a key word. Just going back to, you know, you wanted to go away from plain vanilla and you wanted to do something that was more fulfilling for yourself. In that transition and in that experience for you, I'm just trying to get our listeners a better understanding of what was that that fulfilled you? And why was that, yes, serendipitous and your Cinderella story, but what was it about that that fulfilled you and transitioned you to the next level?
Well, I've always been a creative soul, and creativity is something that just feeds me. And having the opportunity to go outside of my normal range of ideas and creative willpower, if you will, and really get into all of the specifics when it comes to a project with regard to how is this space going to be, how is it going to make the visitors feel? How is it going to communicate the intent of what the client is asking us to do? And so, for instance, that project that we had that I started with Discovery Land Company was in Palm Springs. And so they had this idea of this place in Palm Springs where all of the Hollywood glamour and celebrities would come and visit. This was back in the 20s and 30s when Palm Springs was early in its infancy. And they wanted to recreate that some way, but with a Spanish aesthetic. And so with using that storyline, and we were able to really create an experience and bring in some exotic materials and some unique areas and all with a tiny budget.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to share with our listeners, I don't know if any of you listening are, you know, in the construction world, into the interior design or architectural profession, but those who maybe are not, I just wanted to share that this is an insight from an expert that you will not find anywhere else. And that's why I am so excited to delve into the weeds, as they say, into this topic. Because a lot of times the design professionals, we don't always share our trade secrets, nor will we, but we will like to say that our passion for design comes from somewhere. And the person that you're listening to has that passion and is driven by that. And so with some of those things in mind, what are some elements of interior design that help to create a destination experience from your experience, Sherry? You know, when you're approached with a project and you know that it's going to require a little bit of creativity. Yes, there is the client's needs, but let's just take that step further and say, from a creative standpoint, the elements of design as you as an interior designer, what are you going to bring to create that destination experience?
Well, it's extremely important to actually capture the vibe of the destination. And so when you go and visit a place, any place, it could be a small little town in nowhere USA, or it could be the hip happening LA, whatever and wherever you're at, that place has a vibe, if you will. And so one of the key components is that we want to capture that vibe. And in that, when we are researching and delving into a project, we try to capture the vibe in a unique way. So we don't want to recreate an experience that's already been created. We want to create a new experience and something that is historical, something that has meaning, something that captures the culture. Maybe it captures the industry of what that town is all about. But then what we do is we identify what those elements are, and then we design around them.
Yes. And I just wanted to add a little note to that. It's key that you say you're capturing the vibe, no matter where this destination is, because I will say, I think the nomenclature of destination design can get a luxury connotation unnecessarily sometimes that actually removes the authenticity of the location. So I want to say I love the capture the vibe because it's so key to destination. It could be high-end, middle-end, low-end, but destination is more than a dollar. It's really about the experience. And I just want to say that that's a great point.
Thank you.
And then how would you approach your projects so that they convey the atmosphere of that destination experience? You mentioned, you know, an industry. So I'm trying to think of maybe if you have an example of maybe not that high-end experience, but what is one that kind of you recall in your memory that you've experienced possibly that someone else has done or that you've had the privilege of working on that's really captured the vibe that you have been, and you just sense it all around you when you've been in the space. Where is that space that you would say, oh, this captures the vibe?
Ooh, that is an interesting question. Thank you for putting me on the spot.
Well, I mean, we all walk into places day in, day out. You know, the grocery store, we go to the gas station, all those, you know, mundane pieces. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, we happen to walk into a space that actually takes us by surprise. Mm-hmm. And that's what I mean. And you go, oh, wait a second, this is different. What's different about it here? Is it the people? Is it the music? Is it the food? Is it all the above? So I was just trying to think of in a recent past.
Yeah.
Someplace that's captured you and captured the vibe.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So something that comes to mind, and I don't know why, because maybe in my brain right now, I'm highly in need of a vacation, and a beach vacation is really up there on my list. But at this point, what I'm thinking of is the W Hotel in San Diego. Mm. And so I'm going to say 10 plus years ago, that hotel was new and in its infancy. It had just been kind of created, and that was one of the first W hotels that had opened across the United States. And so it was truly a moment in turning the hotel stay into something more fun and exciting, and it had a youthfulness to it, and it captured also this essence of the beach mm-hmm. of San Diego. It was fresh. It was fun. It invited socializing. It invited a beautiful place to sleep. I mean, mm-hmm. That's when they came out with the beds with all the down comforters and the down pillows and
absolutely
that whole experience. And so thinking back, and there's so many that I've had, but just right this second.
Top of your head,
yeah,
yes.
Top of my head. That was a turning point in hotel design. And then it just has snowballed. And now we see these destinations that are completely amazing, and they really take in that vibe of mm-hmm. the spaces. And so W Hotel does a great job at that. I think Kimpton Hotels does another great job at creating the vibe.
Mm-hmm. I know from my experience too, and I don't know if you would agree, but is the hospitality industry where it's at right now for creating destinations and those hospitality environments? Or do you see that now also in other of your project types, your multi-housing, your retail? Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, of course, hotels definitely have to create those vibe opportunities because that's what they're catering to, visitors and travelers. But in some of our more recent projects, we definitely are creating those spaces that have that hotel essence to them. And in that, we are really creating the destination. We're creating a lifestyle. And just thinking about our website, Reverie West, we have actually identified our projects not by multifamily, not by hotels, not by the variety of project types. We've identified them by the way that our lifestyle is driven. And so when we think about living our best lives, we think about what do we love to do? And so in those moments, and how we've identified our projects are by the places that we love to linger, the places that we love to eat at, the places that we love to sleep. And so whether it's an apartment project and we're designing the unit type interior, or if it's a hotel, and then of course the places that we work. And so we have an opportunity to make an impact on those environments.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, I don't think that, and again, this is a little inside baseball, but if those listening are not in this industry, this is what drives us, our passion as designers. Destination design and all those points that you made, places that we love to linger, eat, and sleep. What it conjures back to me, and I think this is why a lot of us as designers are driven, is it's bringing back a memory. to us. It's recalling a place that we've been and that we loved, and we want to recreate that over and over and over again and share our experience with others. And the challenge is, and I know you would agree, is maybe clients don't understand that, mm-hmm. That they, you know, they may be looking for, oh, I just need a property that has so many units and it has to be this budget. Yes, that's all part of the scope. But there is another layer that is added, and it's a value added by a designer to bring the memories of the place to others for themselves and for us. And that place of other could be in the smells, the textures, the color palettes. You mentioned the beach. So for example, there's a wonderful property that I've been to, the Andaz in Maui. Their lobby literally has sand in the lobby.
I love that lobby.
It's the sand between your toes that doesn't no words can explain. You have arrived other than putting your toes literally in the sand in the lobby. This is before you put on your suit and get down to the ocean. They say you have arrived. And I do want to call this out as the importance of for projects and for your type of work is recalling the place of other and how important that is to a project and why we create it so many times in projects to help the clients, not only the people that are funding the project, but their clients, the actual residents, for example, of a property, to enjoy that memory as well and to be able to recall that even if, say, it's a luxury homeowner, they have a high-end home that they want to create a place of other for themselves as a personal destination. So key. And that's where an experienced designer comes into play. So just to kind of carry on the conversation, one other question maybe we can keep going with is how do you help your clients define your approach to creating these experiences for the end users and maybe describing your process of telling these stories and how to bring them into the projects, for example?
So when we create our projects, it's important to us to really get the goals and objectives from the client. We want to make sure that we have satisfied what they're looking for. It's very important for us to make sure that we listen to them very, very, very carefully. And so, for instance, we have a client that we've done, I'm going to say, six projects with. And when we first started the process of working with them, they sat down, they gave us their guidelines, they told us what was meaningful to them in their interior environments. And so with that, we took their set of guidelines with our first project, and then we added another set of guidelines for that project that was specific to that project, which is in Anaheim, California.
Okay, that gives us a great context of maybe, you know, the area and the vibe you're trying to create.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so one of the things that we did is we spun a little story around that project. And so when we thought about this actual location of this project, and mind you, this project is located on a street in Anaheim called Catella.
Okay.
And Catella has probably 20 apartment projects, one right after another. And so if you are looking for a place to live, what you're probably going to do is start at one end of the street and go all the way to the end, unless you find that one place that says, oh, I want to live here, right? And so really, it was our charge to figure out how we were the of the entire street.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did is we took the client's directives and we created a person who we thought might want to live there. And we figured out, what would that population be? Well, it's probably somebody in the service industry. And so we created probably a very realistic person who worked in catering at a local hotel, catering to the Disneyland crowd, right? And so it needed to be everything that Disneyland wasn't. Because
interesting.
Because, you know, you want to go home and forget about Disneyland, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you want a place that still is going to speak to your social needs, a place where it's comfortable and something that's modern, and something when you walk in, you say, I got to live here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were really trying to set this property apart. And by the way, we had a pretty daunting task because we had a space that practically had no windows, very low ceilings, kind of almost like it was a basement type space, and lots of big columns. And so I actually posted this on Instagram, a picture when we did the install of one of the spaces in the club room that has all these columns. And I call it, when life gives you columns, make columnade. But seriously, that's what we did. We embraced the columns in this space and created spaces around the columns and made it fresh, design forward, created this beautiful, beautiful floating bookcase that was ode to rock and roll. And that was kind of the theme of the whole thing, because what we were trying to do is not only create an escape from that Disneyland place, but also activities like, hey, let's all hang out and play these vintage records, or let's have karaoke night, or let's have a night where we catch up on the latest Netflix.
So it's back to
series.
The experience. Yes. You're creating an experience. You're not just creating a, you know, a 20 by 20 room and you're putting the essentials A, B, C, D in the room.
Right.
We're thinking way beyond just four walls.
Oh, yeah. Well, and one of the really fun things that we added into that space, again, it was so disconnected from the outside, very disconnected. And so we wanted to bring some of that, an exterior element. And so we brought in these rattan hanging chairs and had them all in a row. And the client was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be crazy. And I just said, no, it's going to be awesome. Everybody's going to love it. They're going to swing away, have a great time, and it'll be part of the experience.
It's part of the experience, yeah. Exactly. And that circles back to what we were saying is that, and then I think Reverie West does the same, you know, you can speak more on this where you're pushing, you're guiding. In some way, how do you do that best with your clients, you know, from your experience?
Well, it's always hard because a lot of times clients have their own idea of what they want to see. And then the great clients are the ones who say, hey, we know you are going to come up with some great ideas. And so show us what you got. And that's always the best environment for us to work in. But when they don't, then we need to guide them very delicately and respond to what they want. And I do have an experience about this. Would
yes,
you like
please
me to share?
Please share.
Okay. So we recently were asked to design a restaurant in Tempe, Arizona. And there is an existing location in Scottsdale that the client had just taken over. And so they didn't do any type of interior design when they had opened that first restaurant. They basically took it over from an existing restaurant owner. And so they encapsulated what their brand would be with this existing interior. And so then when we were asked to do this new design, we were able to have almost a blank check and what we could do. And when I mean check, I don't mean money wise. I mean just opportunity.
Maybe blank slate.
Yeah, blank
yes,
slate. Thank
there you.
You
go. You're welcome.
And so
you wish it could have been
yeah,
the other way. But.
Right. So we had met with the client's wife. And the client's wife directed us in this path, which was fun. And it was very beachy and funky and we were having a great time doing it. And then all of a sudden the real client, the husband, he saw what we had designed. He's like, well, that's beautiful. That's fun. It's great, but it's not our brand.
Mm.
And so that was a lesson learned, actually, in having to go back to the design board and come up with something new. And so then when we met with him, he he described his aesthetic as Austin Powers meets Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, my head started kind of twirling and going, ah, how am I going to do this? But we were able to pull it together. And what we did is we created a space that has layers and layers of prints and textiles and tile and texture. And I mean, it's a mashup. It is a mashup. And we introduce macrame and vintage elements, but it's fun. It's vibrant. It works for the brand. We were able to have a really fun, unique experience for that restaurant.
Tonight. Is this restaurant now open that
yes.
people can go and see?
Yes.
What's the name of that place?
It's called Morning Squeeze.
Okay.
And it's located on right off of Mill and 6th Street behind the Zips.
Excellent. Yep. Everyone check it out.
Yeah, check it out. And they have great breakfast. So they're open for breakfast and lunch. And it's a great place to go and hang out.
To feel like Austin Powers met Miami.
Yep.
Yep. That's the story.
Yep.
All right. Just to kind of wrap it up, is there any other things that kind of come to your mind or you wanted to share about your new brand, Reverie West? I know that this is a new venture for you and really excited to hear what's on the horizons for Reverie West coming up.
Oh, well, so one of the things that people always ask me is, why would you change the name of your company and why this new brand? And it's pretty complicated, but in the very short sentence, it's what we wanted to do was more of what we do
mm-hmm.
and really create something more exciting. And so when we're called to do a design project for one of our clients, what we try to get them outside of their box. We try to get them to think differently and to do things differently than they have always done before. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But when it's successful, then it works. And so why not apply that to your own brand? And so really, Reverie West is more in line with the design that we do. It has an excitement to it. It has some exploring that we do. It's all about the exploring and the discovery and really taking things on that are unique and different. And so that's the whole new Reverie
West. I can see
that.
I can see that from your website. You know, that this is about the journey.
Yes.
And yes, destination plays into that, but the Reverie West brand is more about the journey of the clients for the design to eventually get you to the destination. But let's explore, let's have some fun on our way there. Does that help explain it a
yes.
little bit? Or
and so it's what we do, but even more.
Right.
It's
right.
what we do and even more. And the other things that we're going to be delving into are furniture design, lighting design, having like this opportunity right now, more of a voice in the design community.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that's the key to this. I don't know if there's the opportunity or the platform as much as design professionals to really share their story outside of the profession. Trust me, there's a lot of stories we share amongst ourselves, but it tends to be in a vacuum. And I think it's fair and reasonable in our age with social media to get the word out and let people know the hard work that we do and how it pays off when it's done well. And for those who are in the know to know when it's not done well, what the difference is, and to educate the public a bit on it and to give them a little bit of an inside scoop. With that in mind, I would like to say thank you to Sherry for coming in and sharing with us your conversation about Reverie West, where you're going to be going now. Is there a new project just you want to blip out there that you're sharing? If not, we can let people know where they can reach you. Her email is Sherry, and that is spelled S-H-E-R-R-Y at Reverie West, spelled R-E-V ErieWest.com. So please check it out. It's actually kind of fun video as a launch on the homepage, and then you can see more of the projects and highlights from there. Thank you for listening into our conversation about the world of destination lifestyle design, sponsored by J9 Designs LLC. I hope you enjoyed and continue the conversation with us after the show. Thank you all very much for listening.
Thank you, Janine.